Welcome back to readaboutit.com and yet another Four Guys, One Podcast today. Zach Spears, Matt Bellner, Chris Stuckey, and myself. Hopefully bringing the funny here for you. A couple of things on today's podcast to look for. To begin with, just keep a listen for the story that precedes this soundbite right here. It's a good one.
Wow. NC-17.
Yes. Welcome to...
And this portion of our broadcast is brought to you by the Apache Theater out on 31.
Yes.
Apache Theater, home of the drive-thru.
Home of the drive.
I mean, it was a drive-in. Yeah, I always get the details.
As long as you drive out, that's all that matters.
Also on today's show, I will provide my mathematically sound advice for gamblers.
If the odds are against you and you win, walk.
Yes.
And finally, who exactly were we talking about and what context when I threw out this good old country colloquialism right here?
He is not hiding his lantern under a bushel basket.
No.
As we said in my family, he's pretty proud of everything. Yeah, we said that, Stucky.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. I've never heard that. That's
wow.
Awesome.
T-shirt.
That is all on today's edition of Four Guys, One Podcast here on readaboutit.com. So without further ado, here's our own Chris Stucky.
Welcome to another episode of the Four Guys, One Podcast podcast. It's kind of redundant, but either way, I am Chris Stucky. Yay! Alongside, I'm joined by three of my best friends. We have television's Reed Kerr.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We have, I guess, radio's Zach Spears.
What's up?
And we have the star of the hit television show Friends, Matt Bellner.
Yep, thank you.
Matty Five, what's up?
Don't blink.
Everyone's Googling you, trying to
Google.
Figure out.
Yeah, buy it. I get some money.
I refer to that episode as the one with Matty Five on
yes.
it. That's what the title should have
the
been.
The one where Joey loses his insurance. About, 17 minutes in, I think, we see a Matty Five appearance.
You're holding the title card, right?
The little clicker.
Scene five, take one. And then... What scene
nice
five? Take 38.
Yeah, nice sound effects there.
And then that's it.
Yeah, it should have been an Emmy. I'm really upset about that.
It was an award-winning performance. It really was. I mean, I've never seen anybody. I want to know what the technical term is for that. I don't know that square thing. That's black and white, and they, you know, action.
I always thought it was a clapboard. That's what they used to call it on the old.
Clapboard sounds naughty.
Yeah. I've been stuck at the clapboard myself for a while.
Seeing you go to the dock in a box. That's a good – I'm drawing a blank on that. Just the clicker, it's – the slate is what I call it.
Do they still use that?
Yeah, they still use
now
it.
Now they're digital, though, aren't they?
They have a digital countdown. But, I mean, when they were shooting the music video in downtown Longview 6-7 weeks ago, you see they still use it, even though it's all just a music video. But – somebody needs a job, so they give it to somebody.
Yeah, somebody who's had to match together really mismatched, bad time-coded video before. I'm always appreciative of anything that gets you a little bit closer to where you're going.
Yep.
Anything that provides direction.
Yes. Which don't have a lot
of
podcast
have, we need
sometimes.
No, we have notes. Like, we really do.
We do have notes.
We have good intentions.
These are our notes.
This doesn't happen very well.
From last week. This is what we were going to talk about. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 13. We had about 14 things we were going to talk about last week on the podcast, on Four Guys, One Podcast.
We did a two-hour podcast talking about two of them, I think.
I think we got four of them total.
Four? I was close.
Wow.
And two of them were pretty much the same thing. So we are still... We did talk about American Idol, which I can't... when they get down to a decent number, I'll start watching. I just can't do it right now.
Well, this week they want you to watch three different days. That's too much.
I forgot it was on last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. I didn't really care that I forgot. When I realized that it wasn't like seppuku, I was taking my own life. It was just, who cares?
There was nothing else on to watch, so I watched it.
Never too soon for a mention of Japanese ritual suicide on a podcast, is it?
Yeah,
I can work that in early.
We have a slight, small demographic that got that one.
Thank
but
you.
They're loving it. They're tweeting
it
to their friends.
I didn't follow.
We got a lot of things to talk about today, and we do have some requests from Twitter and Facebook and all that other good stuff.
Let's want to go to request first.
Want to do a sports request first?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
We actually do watch sports.
Yeah, I just want to go
you
ahead.
Do, right?
I just
rewatches football.
I watched some of the NFL Combine, which was useless, and I still couldn't stop watching.
I just want to let the listeners know if I happen to like jump up and yell and scream, it's because Tyson Chandler keeps dunking on people on the massive TVs in front of me. He's done it about three times since we've started.
And Tyson Chandler is, I'm assuming, a basketball player.
Yes.
For those, at home just listening for the comedy.
He's for the Knicks.
You're not
former Mav.
My back to everything.
He got out of the house like any smart man would.
He wanted to stay. He wanted to stay in Dallas. They just didn't want to pay him.
Right.
Because
it's
not worth $15 million a year for 10 boards and 10 points a game.
Well, he had a different mentality, and you brought that to the Mavericks.
All right, and Tyson Chandler was like, I'm going to play somewhere with a state income tax, by God, because that's what I want. That's where I want money to go.
Exactly. No, I have no worries about the Mavs. The Mavs, they're going to be good when playoffs.
Are the Mavericks going to make a run?
Yeah.
Of course.
Until they meet the whoever they play in the first round.
The West will win the championship.
No, they won't.
The Heat will not win.
Heat are going to win the championship.
The Heat will probably make it. LeBron's going to be your MVP. Woohoo. But
LeBron won't be the MVP this year. It'll be Durant.
No,
Durantula.
I'll bet you $100 on that one.
Okay, I'll be happy with
money.
Yeah, we got money.
Oh, yeah, coming from the guy who almost gets me jumped in the place I was at the other night. Guy came up to me. He was like, hey, do you know Chris Ducky? You work with him, right? I was like, yeah, I do. I thought it was going to be something, you know, one of those things.
Usually it's a woman that says that.
Yeah. I usually get hooked up with something like that if you know Chris Ducky. This guy goes, he owes me $50. Tell him he needs to get it to me.
Where were you at the man cave? Where were you?
No, I was at a jump a little juke joint establishment in Tyler, Texas.
Wow. So Stucky's reach
has
expanded outside the greater Gregg County area.
Yeah. Let me ask. Okay, so Stucky, when Zach says that, do you know who that is automatically, or do you owe $50 to more than one person?
I owe $50 to one person. And it's not really like that I owe them money. It's just that I have the money that is theirs. It's fantasy football.
Oh, okay.
He got third, and I haven't paid him because I don't know him.
Oh, okay. Mm. So he's going to have to show ID?
Well,
he can't come and say, hey, I know Zach Spears.
I know his friend, but I've got the envelope at the house, and I don't ever remember
other gambling envelopes.
Yeah. You hold the money. That's what you do. You're trustworthy. Yeah. You're Limehouse.
I'm Limehouse, yes.
You are the first bank of Stucky, and you hold all things.
It used to be a lot worse. Wow. Oh, in high school... My buddies, they would all of them. I came home from, I don't even remember where I was. I don't know if I was like, I was somewhere, and I came home, and there's like a fist print in my wall, and my buddy's like, oh, you $300. I was like, what happened? He's like, I had your credit card. I was playing online poker. I went on a bad run. Got out drawn. I punched your wall. I'll pay you tomorrow.
So he owes you. He owes you for poker.
I was like,
and for a wall.
I was like, you put $300 on my credit card without asking. He's like, I'll find the money.
Okay. Out of everybody I know, I would assume that if I needed to snatch a credit card at a moment's notice to pay for a gambling debt, you would probably have the best funds available.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
As most available credit.
As of the four of us, you are the closest to having a job, a regular job. So
that's you make a good point.
Yeah.
You make a good point.
I don't think I've ever swiped anybody's credit card for those reasons, good or bad. Actually,
maybe for my job, I should start like gambling and betting, making a lot of money like
you
that.
You should, with your sports knowledge.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Can I make some money like that?
Easy, probably the easiest money you can make is gambling.
If you hit 56%, you'll be rich.
Yeah.
I mean, we should talk when we get off air.
There wouldn't be sports books if people weren't making money off of it.
But here's what you do. You pick
everyone
one
I
game.
Know has always lost money.
You pick one game, and you put your money on that, and then you just shut up. Because the longer you bet, the longer you go, mathematically speaking, the more chances are that they will catch up with you.
Yes.
Try to break my
Stucky,
luck.
Stucky, you are far more of a gambler than I am.
Yeah. Well, hey, you're the perfect 10 championship belt holder.
And I'm qualified to teach math. So
you
if
should
the odds,
be gambling more.
If the odds are against you and you win, walk.
Yes.
Be ready to walk at a moment's. And that's the problem with where we live. If you want to gamble, you have to go somewhere else. It's like, you know, hour 15, hour and a half over to Shreveport. And I've been over there before with friends. And not for a while, but, you know, they want to go over there and gamble. And I don't really have that good of luck when I gamble. But on occasion, I've gotten up, you know, playing blackjack or some kind of card game. And they don't want to leave because we've driven an hour and a half over there and we've eaten somewhere and they want to gamble. They want to, you know, keep flushing money down the slots forever. And so you can either get up from the table and walk around with your money in your pocket, or you can give in to the bright lights, big city, sit back down again and continue.
You got to know when to stop.
Get it back. Yes.
You got to know when to stop.
Know when to fold them, as I think the great Kenny Rogers, chicken cooker, once said. So
the pitcher, Kenny Rogers?
Yes.
Or the
yeah. You got to time capsule these jokes.
Yeah,
these guys are a little bit younger than us.
Four Guys One Podcast crosses the lines of the decades.
Like six,
it does.
Six generations of
right.
good material.
For example, today, Davy Jones of the Monkees died.
Yep.
Yes.
That was a good TV show.
I was going to say, have you guys ever heard of that?
I've heard of the monkeys.
You've heard of the monkeys, but you've never seen the show, Stucky?
No.
I don't even know if it aired any time in your lifetime.
I honestly wasn't aware there was a show.
Last time it was on was, yeah, remember it was on the 80s.
Sing the theme song, but I know y'all like chop that up, make that a promo. And
no, go ahead.
Write
go
down
ahead.
The time code on it right now. So
just so start it and go.
It's like, hey, we're the monkeys, and we've had enough jumping around, or something like that. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you butchered that, but
yeah. Hey, I watched the show when I was little. Okay?
It was good, absurdist comedy, and that's, you know, I love comedy of the absurd. I love Community and News Radio and the shows that are a little bit weird, and I love the monkeys and the songs. Were
they
good.
A band or was it a show?
Well, it was a show about a band. And
wasn't
band,
the band fake or something? Like, not really the band that did the musicians. Music?
Well, okay, it was fake in the sense that they weren't actually a band when they started. Two of them were musicians, two of them were not. Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz were just recruited as actors. The other two guys were actually musicians who could also sort of act. And so they could play instruments, but for the first season or two, all their music was written by, like, the best songwriters of Hollywood, including Daydream Believer, that was written by Neil Diamond.
Didn't know that. Yes. If you call in with a trivia question, you can win a pizza.
That's right. If you call in on the AP listener lines, AP Reynolds listener lines for all your needs of renting as an AP.
APReynolds.net.
Yes. One of our many shout outs to our sponsors on today's show.
We've got a lot of new sponsors this week, but we're working on it.
We're really excited about it.
We're working on it. Yes, we are. We're all lathered up about our new sponsors, I guess. So
we are.
Do we have a lather sponsor?
Yeah, Johnson Baby Powder.
I'll sell that.
What about Tide?
Okay, we're staying on sports. You last we met, you were going to have a Daytona 500 watch party over here.
That turned out really
it was
well.
Huge. It really was.
Yes,
we had a good time. I mean,
it was Stucky sponsored and I by had matching shirts.
Yeah, they did. I passed out on the couch.
Yeah,
but you passed out at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon
on
right?
this I mean, little couch. No. My legs.
This isn't a couch. That's
hallway.
A love seat.
It's a love seat. Yes,
and Zach's 6'7". So
yeah,
do the math.
That doesn't work.
Zach has far too much love for that seat. That's all I'm saying.
And so, it was the most beautiful day, according to the National Weather Service, the most beautiful day in the last 1,100 days. And Zach and I were stuck inside. And Chris's dad, I guess he knew the race was going to get rained out, and he just took off and went golfing. I don't remember him ever inviting us.
He didn't.
And that's when Zach fell asleep. And then there was nothing on TV, literally, to watch.
The combine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we watched. We made fun of the running backs running routes in the combine, ate some pizza, and headed on back to our own establishments.
Yeah, we were all geared up for the big party of the year.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just say this about the Daytona 500. I didn't watch most of it. But, Stucky, if they're going to detonate a fuel truck on the track at every race, I'll probably start watching.
You will.
That was something.
That was something I'd never seen before. That
you know,
was pretty crazy.
You know, I always want. I want to see something I've never seen before. I'm a fan of chaos. I want to see the system break down and a guy sliding out of control, you know, into a gas truck that's not in a, you know, in a Lethal Weapon movie. That to me is something that's worth talking about.
As a person that appreciates comedy,
yeah.
Did you appreciate the fact that it was Juan Pablo Montoya?
Yeah.
A lot of people were having fun with that on Twitter.
Yeah. That's how I found out about it. I was watching something else. Twitter and Facebook just, no pun intended, just ignited.
It did.
The first one thing I saw was, well, I've never seen that before. I was like, that's NASCAR. Why did one of the trucks mount each other? I don't know what's going on here. And then suddenly it just starts popping up with everybody talking about it.
Because it was great. Because it actually happened during commercial. It was under caution and it happened during commercial. And
how do you come back from a break and announce that?
Well, they came out from the break. You know, I was obviously aware that they were, you know, under caution when they went to commercial and they show Juan Pablo's car and it's just like completely used up. It's like it's destroyed. I'm like, what could you do under caution to wreck your car that bad?
The announcers were all confused.
It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And then they're like, he hit the jet dryer that was full of 200 gallons of jet fuel and it exploded.
That was a Darwin moment.
Yeah.
Darwin Awards.
He evidently broke what they call a trailing arm and lost control. And he was probably going about 120, 140, something like that. And hit a truck that's going about 5.
Yeah.
Not much given a fuel truck, just from what I remember. Not a lot of there.
It was definitely one of the more bizarre things I've ever seen. And it led to like a 2-hour delay.
Where they cleaned the track with Tide.
They did clean with they
did they drag all the sponsors out there to clean it up, pouring Budweiser on it?
Dirk's going to the locker room. Sorry.
Good.
By the time you hear this, you'll already know if Dirk Nowitzki is dead or alive. He's just walked into the locker room. Sorry, he's been deported. Oh, look at that.
Sorry, I got distracted. No, but I did like, you know, that they have the camera shot tied. Mm-hmm. And then they have, like, you know, they have all these boxes of Tide, and you know, they have, like, a fertilizer spreader than a dude using his hands. Yeah. I'm like, there's got to be a better way for
this.
Where
did all that Tide come from? Like, is it just...
I know they would keep a couple of boxes in case he wins. He walks around with them, but to cover that side of the track, that's a lot of Tide.
That's what threw me off.
Well, they probably use it when the race is over.
Think they give it away as a little swag, like you go...
Shoot it into the crowd with those t-shirt guns.
Some of that crowd could use some Tide.
Yeah, they need a Tide spreader.
Because they were there for... I mean, some of them got... Remember, this race was supposed to start at, what,
11 a.m.
So I know people that were there all weekend.
Yeah, people probably started getting there on Tuesday, the previous week. Because I know people around here who've gone to the NASCAR race in Fort Worth who literally leave the week before. Mm-hmm. And they live in...
With the Daytona 500, the way it's set up, there's racing... There's actual racing the week before the Daytona 500. So people are there... Mm-hmm. 2 and 3 weeks prior to the actual 500.
Do these people not have jobs?
Evidently not.
Like, how do you...
They have jobs.
What's so wrong with not having a job? Come on, man.
You can't just load up in an RV and go to Daytona for 11 days to watch cars race.
Depends on...
You know, actually, for the first time in my life, I could.
Yeah,
think of
me
it.
Too.
I wouldn't, but I could. I should have gone to the draft combine.
I shouldn't have got a job. There's no real upside to having a job.
I would have went with you. That'd be tight.
We just hang out.
I had a bunch of friends up there that were actually in the combine doing something with their lives.
We could have wandered down out there. I could beat Rich Eisen's 40.
What did he run the 40 in? Has he ran it yet?
I didn't see what he ran this week.
I didn't see it either. No, but to actually attend the combine, they let 250 people, like fans, attend. Mm-hmm. And in order to be one of those people, you had to like write an essay on why you should be there.
Wow.
I would love to see your essay on why you should be at the NFL combine.
Population control that I wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
The gene pool has been thinned.
Well, see, what the NFL is looking for there is people who can write essays so that they can hire them to write the college essays for next year's draft combine class. So, just saying, they've got that software now that will check on the internet to see if you plagiarized it from somewhere else. So, you need fresh essays, kids. Remember that.
You gotta get that. Zach, did you ever use essays that you didn't write?
No.
You didn't have a team tutor?
Yeah, we had team tutors, but I always wrote my own papers because that's the rules of college.
Would you take a flyer on Zach in a late round?
Absolutely.
So you could get, like, trade down, get some extra picks, mm-hmm. pick up Zach, put him on the practice squad, and then just
leave him there as a good influence.
Yeah.
Have him walk around.
Walk around with guys that are kind of the lower rent players that need a little assistance mentally, physically, and you know, you put him next to Zach and put him at the hip. And
yep.
I could be like the team counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like a six-digit payroll.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Nobody works
or
for
Josh Hamilton's
NFL,
guy.
You know? I have a plagiarism story.
You got a plagiarism story?
It's pretty good. My buddy wanted me to write a paper.
Have we ever had a negative subject of any sort that Stucky doesn't have a story about?
Yeah.
not much.
Gambling, selling of illegal urine, plagiarism. Okay, what do you got?
My buddy, he didn't want to write this paper that he had to write. He's like, maybe $30 if you do it. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'll do it. So he gave me the topic, Googled it, copied, pasted, sent it to him. His teacher Googled the first line of it, saw that it was word for word, and gave him a zero, and he failed the class.
Did you have to give him his money back?
I never got the money.
What?
Now, and that's when the lesson was learned. Always get paid first, right?
Yes. Yes, we've learned that.
He got a zero? How do you... There's... Just the fact that he Googled something, cut, paste, turned it in, should have got a point.
You should try. I mean, you're at least pushing it.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be kind of a slap in the face if you got a one?
Yeah. A one is worse than a zero.
Yeah.
I mean, in the real life, that would be, you'd be working smart.
Exactly. There's somebody out there that, like, you know, you're a good thief. Let's hire you. That's how they put the team together on Leverage, wasn't it?
Wow, Leverage.
Is that on the air still?
That's the video that they use to teach you how to edit video, Leverage.
Yeah.
Because I know no one's really seen it, so you can't. So that's how you, when you, if you buy the Final Cut training videos, that's what you cut.
Mm-hmm. You cut every episodes of Leverage and Royal Pains together. And there's a lot of good shows out there, and there's a lot of awful ones also. So
I have no opinion on it. I just edited it.
There's more awful shows.
You know, that's really true. I've been watching. There's a site called TV by the Numbers. I don't know if you've ever gone there, but they break down the ratings, and they tell you what's on the bubble and what's not on the bubble. and what, you know, like, for example, Comic Book Men, I was watching that, and, you know, I can go week by week and see just exactly how many people are not watching it. You know, like, first week it was 2 million, second week it was like 1.4 million. You just literally watch things drop out of the sky for it. It's always interesting to see what they'll take a flyer on, you know. Like, this show's been around long enough that if it gets one more season, it'll go to syndication, and so they might hang on to, you know, Cougar Town or whatever.
Yeah, just to try to get 100 episodes.
You know, if you get to 100, you're good. Mm-hmm. And good Lord, anything can be in syndication these days. But it's interesting to see what they don't also pick up.
Do we have a rating for our podcast?
We got a 1.
Sweet.
Okay.
Which is better than
what
a
demo?
Mostly women.
Mostly women.
I heard if you're big in the 35 to 65, you feel good about yourself.
I'm very big into 35s to 65s. Yeah. Or anything above or below that, come to think of it. So that's really, you know, that's what I'm shooting for.
Well, what demographic are we targeting?
Our focus group has been transients, guys living under overpasses who have just stolen phones from people who've downloaded our podcast.
Actually, who we're targeting are male men who get their hair cut at Sports Clips, who is sponsoring this part of the podcast.
As opposed to female men, or what?
Sports Clips for helping us out.
That's
exactly
where I got this haircut.
Did I say male men?
You said male men.
Not male men, as in like the post
office. I
don't
even like the dude delivered my, you know,
I've got a lot of fans in the post office.
Do you?
I really do. You know, because they're riding around in trucks all day, and they don't, for some reason, I don't think they let them listen to music. So they would always listen to my radio shows. So the post office knew me. And that's one of the things. The post office is always held up as the example of the government gone wrong. Anytime anybody tells you that, you know, oh, the government can't do this or that. Oh, look at the post office. Look at the post office. Yeah. For like 50 cents, they'll come to your house, take a letter from you, and take it anywhere.
Yeah.
And give you change. Does it take a couple of days to get there? Sure. But how? If I wanted to take a letter to a friend who lives in Maine and take it myself, it's going to cost me more than a buck.
It's going to cost a lot more than
exactly.
a dollar.
And, you know, they get the letters there fully 80 to 81% of the time. I'm okay with that. It's held up as a negative example. And I don't, my friends in the post office don't appreciate that. And they might open fire. So I'm always on their side.
Don't go postal on
yeah.
us.
Don't go postal, yeah.
Oh. But thanks to Sports Clips for sponsoring this part of the
Sports
podcast.
Sports Clips, absolutely. I need, Stucky, you were about to say it, I need a haircut, don't
you? You need some kind of clip.
I need a haircut because twice in the last week, someone has told me that I look like Sammy Hagar. And that's...
Ooh, he's on Leno tonight, I think.
Is well, he playing?
He's a crazy
he
guy.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's nuts.
Chicken Foot. I just read his book. His new band is
that the book where he thought he was abducted by aliens?
Correct.
Yeah. I saw him promoing that book on Leno last year.
I mean, I've read all those rock books like The Dirt and the Van Halen book. And
I thought The Dirt was pretty good.
The Dirt was the best of the rock books.
Because I don't think any of them knew that they were talking to the other ones. And you got all the different stories.
Yeah.
Chickenfoot's the band with Satriani, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So, and, I sort of like their stuff.
They have a new album that came out just before the new Van Halen. This is all going over Stucky's head.
I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I know Van Halen. I did an hour presentation on Van Halen, the history of rock and roll class in college.
There you go.
An hour?
Coming to Dallas in June.
Hop for teacher?
We should be there.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Every time Van Halen goes out, there's a different singer. Just pick one. Or pick both. I don't care. You know?
Yeah, because now
just not Gary Cherone. Anybody but Gary Cherone. Either of the two you can take will be perfect, just not that.
Now they have one of their sons playing guitar. Yeah.
Wolfgang is on
bass.
Yeah,
Wolfgang, yeah.
Michael Anthony. Apparently, Michael Anthony is the only guy who can actually get thrown out of Van Halen and it sticks.
Yes.
Because he's
going to
play
in New York City tonight, I believe.
How do you know this?
Knowledge is power. This is what
knowing
I do.
Is half the battle.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to have to walk into a situation where you need to know something like this. Mm-hmm. Comes up all the time in my travels.
Yes.
Your travels take you unique places.
Yeah,
yes. Hill.
You are sort of on a for worse or worse tour of Texas with your new gig, aren't you?
I go to the little tiny towns where they have oil, and then I
which
go,
explains why you were in my hometown today.
Yes,
one of my many hometowns.
So there's a lot of places in East Texas where they're finding oil and natural gas, mm-hmm. and people are making a lot of money.
Yeah, that's when you see a lot of nouveau rich guys with trucks with.
Correct.
You know, with you know, lots of lights on them and Dollywood bumper stickers, and you know, they have no idea how to spend the money.
They don't. Yep. They're getting rich quick. Because mm-hmm. I deliver the checks, so I see what these amounts are. I had more money today on me than I've probably ever made in my entire life.
Really?
And all I was thinking about was, how do you wash the ink off this check and just get out of town and get to Louisiana?
How much money are we talking here?
They'll never find you in Louisiana.
We're talking large amounts.
The problem with what you said, Zach, is that if something goes wrong, they'll never find you in Louisiana either. So it's it works for you and against you. Yeah.
With Billy the Exterminator out there, you just go hang out with Billy the Exterminator.
Exactly. He's got a nest of rats, and it's got a hand in it with my senior ring on it. So, yeah. So that happens a lot. Well, not a lot, but it never happened to me personally. But you get suddenly, guys get rich quick around here.
Yep.
And then generally speaking, they get poor quickly soon after that also.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is, which you people that are listening to this wonderful podcast, Longview, Texas, and East Texas is being invaded by Canadians. That's why when you go to...
Why is that?
There's a lot. There's a Canadian oil companies are down here working. That's why when you go to the... There's a restaurant. We're not going to say their name because Stucky had an unpleasant experience there the other day.
So you can go back and listen to last week's
Canadians,
podcast.
Yes. So the Canadians go to watch hockey. So if any of you ladies are out there looking to meet Canadian men that enjoy hockey...
Right. If you're into the bizarre
Canadian
sexual rituals.
Send me a direct message and I'll hook you up where they are.
If you want the Ottawa snowshoe, you know, you can go... You can pick that up there.
It's the first time I've seen a guy walking around East Texas with a Vancouver Canucks jersey on.
Isn't it called a sweater?
I love hockey.
Yes.
They call it a sweater, yeah. Because when he puts that on, his ass will sweat down here.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's not like 3 weeks out of the year where you can wear a hockey jersey.
There's like 3 days.
Yeah, and then after that, you're just
I'm
going to
bust out my Bellner jersey.
You got one?
Playoff start.
Mm-hmm. Quack, quack.
That's right.
You're a Ducks fan?
Correct.
The New Jersey Devils.
Oh, that hurts. 2003 NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
Martin Brodeur.
They won
it.
Brodeur was awesome.
Are we really talking hockey?
Yep.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Patrick Elias.
All right, what's next on our list?
For those of you females listening to us, please fast forward 2 minutes, and we'll get that time back to you. One more sports thing before we go.
Yeah, because Sports Clips is sponsoring this, so we're talking sports.
We'll do the sports thing here. From Twitter, our buddy Plumpest Pimp on Twitter.
That is great.
Twitter handle.
Is it better than Zachlopedia, though?
It is. I'm sorry.
It has the word pimp in it, yeah. Zachlopedia is a good brand for you, an umbrella brand. But Plumpest Pimp is...
Plumpest Pimp is... it's weird because that was his rapping name. When he raps, that's his rapping name on the track. Yes.
Wow.
I have nowhere to go with that. Stucky, can you...
Thank you. Good night. We'll see.
Good night, everybody. Drive carefully.
I got nothing.
Okay. I wanted to know what we think the Rams are going to do with the second pick in the draft.
Well, because RG3 ran a 4.41.
Right.
That pick's worth so much now. There's not a chance they don't trade it. I mean, they've got all that money invested in Bradford. Whoever wants to trade up is going to do it to take Robert Griffin.
Browns or Washington?
Browns have 2 first-round picks to give.
That there's your destination right there.
But you got to get them both playing against each other. This is one of the few times that a draft pick is actually worth more and worth more to more than one team, obviously, because they don't need a quarterback. And that second pick, you have a guy, especially after, you know, a mobile quarterback, Cam Newton, comes in last year and doesn't suck. It's worth a lot at this point.
Even if like the Colts throw a curveball on the Colts draft team, you have Andrew Luck sitting there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're looking for a quarterback, you get to that number two spot, you're going to get somebody.
Yeah. And what do you want to hang out and try to get Matt Flynn, who's a local guy but has played 2 games? Do you want to get this guy who comes out of college who is very proud of himself and has good reason to be so? He's, you know, Robert Griffin is not – he is not hiding his lantern under a bushel basket.
No.
As we said in my family, he's pretty proud of everything. Yeah, we said that, Stucky.
No, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. I've never heard that. That's awesome.
Wow, t-shirt.
Yeah, remember my dad was my dad was 40 when they had him.
The thing that's scary about RG3 is he runs a 4.41. He's a world-class sprinter and hurdler. But he's not. He is a pocket passer.
Right,
he doesn't want to get out and run.
He's accurate.
Yeah, and he's a good quarterback. So, and he's smart. He's really smart. So the speed is just something else.
It's an extra
weapon. It's scary because he's got the quarterback weapon.
That's why everybody's salivating over him right now, is because he ran that 4.41. They're like, okay, this dude, you know, can fire it from the pocket. He's intelligent. He makes good decisions. And he's like the fastest quarterback ever.
Yeah, and if he wouldn't have ran this 4.41, we'd all be talking about Andrew Luck because he tested just about the same numbers as Cam Newton did last year.
He ran like a 4.6, didn't he?
Yeah, Andrew Luck's a freak too. They're both from Texas. So you know they're going to be freaks.
But why wouldn't, if you're the Rams, why wouldn't you just, you have no buzz as a franchise. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you just keep them as a business decision?
Because they're going to get Justin Blackmon, and they're going to be able to get Justin Blackmon when they trade this
but
pick.
But Justin still. Blackmon doesn't put butts in the seats or sell jerseys.
Not yet.
I mean,
We're in a capped league, and they invested so much money
in Sam Bradford. He was one of the last quarterbacks to get that rookie
Bradford
money.
Was
he
the guy whose contract was held up as the reason why we have to change our contracts.
Yeah, because he got $50 million.
If they were to release Bradford, or trade him, rather, his cap number combined with what cap number they'd have to pay for RG3 would actually be more than just keeping him.
Yeah.
Peter King's column talked about that and how they've got what they want in place, and so they can trade the second pick for a couple of picks and give him some weapons. Because right now, I don't think that Sam Bradford in his 2 years in the league, Stuckey, has ever completed a pass to anyone I've ever heard of.
No.
You're not a Danny Amendola fan.
No. No.
And
I thought he was great on the wire.
Games.
But other than that, I have no idea. No. So
I don't know. I just look at everything from a business standpoint. And if I was the Rams, and I know they're trying to move back to L.A., Sam Bradford
everybody's
is
kind of trying
kind
to move
of a
back
vanilla
to LA,
quarterback in the big scheme of things. I mean, you don't see a lot of guys walking around with Bradford jerseys.
Not yet.
And on that,
he's always been injured, though.
He's playing on that hard artificial surface they got up there on the field turf. At any moment, he could just snap.
Had a good season 2 years ago. It was pretty beat up last year. So.
The Rams last year, don't quote me on this, Stuckey probably knows, but they had the worst scoring amount of points scored than any team.
It took me like about probably 9 or 10 weeks to realize how truly bad they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would always have the hope when they were the
home dog.
Was
it when the Cowboys beat them, you realize how bad they were?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But the Rams beat the Saints.
Yep.
Yeah.
As did the Bucks.
Yeah. And then the Saints upset the Lions. So you just never know in the NFL.
That was a huge upset.
That was a stunner.
Biggest upsets. I mean, that almost put Vegas on their knees.
It's
going to
be a good offseason.
That was
right
up there with Dewey and Truman. You know, it was a stunner.
It's going to be a good offseason in the NFL. We've got a lot of – I mean, you had the Peyton thing. That's coming up here pretty quick because March 8th is the deadline of whether or not they're going to pay him or not, the $28 million that they owe him. You got Matt Flynn, local boy, who's going to get paid a lot of money for not doing anything yet. I mean, it's like the Matt Schaub situation. Schaub was Vic's backup in Atlanta, and, you know, Vic would get injured or, you know, Schaub would play in the preseason, he would impress, and the Texans gave him a ton of money for really never achieving anything in real time.
Yeah.
And we're due for an athlete arrest. At any moment. I mean,
Albert Haynesworth show up in the police report any year.
We haven't had one in a while.
That's right. We haven't had something serious.
I want another Golden Tate type arrest where he robbed a donut shop.
Winds up
eating sounds
donuts.
Like someone I do.
Eating donuts at 2 o'clock in the morning is the only guy in the building. Here comes, how are you? And if you're going to try to pull off a robbery, don't rob a donut shop.
Somebody
cops would know where that place is.
Somebody recently got arrested. They like went into a Denny's or something and faked that they were the manager. Went back in the kitchen and started making breakfast for themselves. And they went, sat down at the table, started eating it. And the real manager walked up and he's like, what's going on here? And they called the cops and arrested him.
Yeah, don't rob donut shops and don't rob Sports Clips because they are our sponsor for
this segment.
And that's where Matt Belner got his haircut.
I got my haircut there today too at Sports Clips.
I should very badly get my haircut.
And you know what they do at Sports Clips, which is pretty cool?
They rub your face and your head.
That's the little Asian parlor down the street.
No, you get the MVP. You get the MVP treatment. It's like a man's spa. You get your hair cut. They give you a head massage. They take you in there to wash your hair. They give you another head massage and a hot towel on your face. They rub your face, and then they have a massage tool, and they rub your shoulders with it. It's called the MVP. It's $23 at Sports Clips.
I thought that was something sketchy going on. It's like, they save your record. So when you go back in there the next time, they go, oh, Mr. Belner, you wanted a number two on the side and scissor clip on the top.
A lot of places do that, though.
I'm not used to that.
But Sports Clips does do it the best.
Reed's definitely not used to it.
What's the most you've ever paid for a haircut?
Oh, $225 for me.
Ooh, man.
What?
In L.A., there used to be a reality show called Jonathan. And long story short, I used to have long, kind of Reed-style hair. And I picked up LA Magazine, and it said best place for a makeover. So I just called them and went there and let them do whatever they wanted. Well, then they give you the bill. Like, I really didn't ask about price.
Oh, that's not good.
And you probably should have.
Dropped $225 on, I don't really have $225 worth of hair.
Yeah.
You have had a mullet in your life, though.
Correct. Multiple at key moments.
Was
graduating
it,
high school.
Was it Kentucky Waterfall, or which one was it?
What? The El Camino.
It was more of a summer mullet.
Yeah,
was it flowing? Was it flowing?
My favorite
locks?
Song from Grease, by the way, "Summer Mullet." Yeah. That was a beautiful.
Great show. Video too. Yeah. YouTube it. But well, the other time when I graduated college, if you remember the A's, the Oakland A's mm-hmm. in the early '90s, had some sweet mullets.
Oh, the Bash Brothers.
There
the
you
Bash
go.
Brothers.
That's the mullet I had in college. At the end, always with bad timing.
Yeah. How did the females react to the mullet?
Positively.
Really? I mean,
yeah. It tested well with his demographic, yeah.
At that point, it was, you had the ability to grow hair long in the back and keep it cool on top. Mm-hmm. Product intensive.
Business in the front, yeah. Party in the back.
Yeah. It never got too out of control like Bono in 87 or yeah. any of that stuff.
He apologizes for bringing the mullet to America now.
Yeah.
He's tried to.
Well, watch Live Aid or something.
You'll, yeah. At live at Red Rocks.
Yes.
Walking around with the flag, singing Sunday Bloody Sunday, and all we can get is, dude, I got to get my hair long in the back like that.
That's yeah. one of the worst cuts.
Yeah. I've probably paid $60, but for a while, okay.
What?
Okay. Calm. If you only get your hair cut once every 2 years, you can splurge. There was a guy who cut my ex-wife's hair back when she was my first wife, and I went to him actually for my first like big major haircut, because when I was in college, I had long hair and it was hideous. You think this is bad, Stucky, and I know you do. It was so much worse then. It was really bad.
You would think if it was worse than it looks now, somebody would do it for free.
just like the charity.
Yeah, you know, yeah, lives for kids.
This just for the well-being of society. We've got to get rid of this.
They would come to your house and hold you down and make you shave your head. But this guy actually was the first guy who actually gave me a adequate hairstyle, because I have curly hair, and so did he, and he also had long hair at one point. So after that, I went to him, and the good thing is, when you're on television, they'll reimburse you for that most of the time.
Really?
At it's right off because it's part of work, right?
Do they reimburse you for your makeup?
Yes, but
what about
I did
your clothes?
Makeup. First time I went there, I worked at the same station, but I worked under three different companies, because the station I worked at was like a very profitable station in a very tiny market. So we were the player to be named later a lot, basically. They would a company would buy a bunch of stations, and our station would get thrown in.
Get lumped in.
Yeah. The first time I worked there, they gave us I think it was $600 or maybe $700 a year, but you got that twice a year to go out and buy clothes. And my first check, I went out, and I went to, you know, like the suit attic or somewhere, and bought a couple of suits. And on my way out of the mall, I bought a Drew Bledsoe Bills jersey. So, which
did the station pay for that?
Yes.
Did you ever wear it on air?
No, and that was the year he didn't even finish the season. So that's the last time I bought an active jersey of a player from the Bills. It's bad.
So the dudes we see on TV, they're like the local guys here. They're getting, because then you never really see them wear the same outfit twice.
Now, the next company that we work for, they didn't do that. So, luckily, I still had the leftover suits.
But see, that's where it's good for, like, the chicks.
Yeah.
Or it's bad for the chicks. Because
right. Yeah.
I wore the same suit pretty much every night. I had two suits. I would rotate them.
Different shirts, different ties.
Different shirts, different ties. You know, a couple of different ties, you know. Except I ran into one at a shoot one day. I ran into a guy who worked at a suit store, men's store. And he was able to tell me exactly how many suits, shirts, and ties I had. And he was right.
Was that Rain Man?
Yeah.
How?
Because apparently he watches the news every night, and he could tell.
Did you not?
You might have had a male follower.
Yeah,
I was going to say, not like the kind on Twitter.
Yeah, no. It's my first male stalker. No, actually, that wasn't my first male stalker, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So
that off guy, air. That's for the $8 podcast.
I've stuck him with you before, haven't I?
Oh, yeah. Our buddy John.
Yes. Love you, John.
He's Please. Not listening, but.
Stay where you are.
This is brought to you by Burger King.
Yes, but after that, yeah, this is brought to you by Burger King, home of the Whopper. After that, the companies didn't pay for the suits anymore. They would reimburse you for makeup, but I didn't wear makeup anyway. That was
ever.
I did when I started, because they said you had to. So I went down to the Dillard's makeup counter, and I had the woman, you know, drive the stuff on me. And
did you explain?
How'd you
to
feel?
Her why?
How'd
no,
you?
She knew. She was like in charge of everybody when they came to town.
Oh, okay.
I'd worn makeup, you know, just in like drama presentations and stuff in high school. So wasn't that weird, but it's just a big pain. And after a little while, I got to where I really didn't care a whole lot. I didn't put myself on camera much during the sports. I would always just pitch to highlights or pitch to my stories or whatever. And so I just usually didn't wear makeup anyway.
You have to now, though, with HD.
Oh, God.
We have a local
guy. I got
guy.
Out before HD.
Have you? Yeah. I was going to say, have you ever been on television in HD?
When I was at the last radio station, it seems like they came by and interviewed me for something, which is really just lazy storytelling on their part because I had the stories was some Cowboys related story and they just needed somebody to talk to.
I have HD of you running the 40.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that was theoretically going to be your job at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That worked out well for
you. I'm going to add that to the list of lies.
It worked out well for all of us, actually.
Yeah, that was last week was my 1 year anniversary of landing in
Pekinese,
Texas. Correct.
We're glad to have you back.
Yeah, yes. It's good to be back.
And I'm. It may or may not have been a great thing for you, but we're damn glad to have you. You know.
Yeah. I agree.
Right here is when we'll put in the sound effect of the applause.
Right. In fact,
let's mark that time code down. Correct.
All right. Let me get the time code. We'll
I'm
have
fascinated by this makeup and free clothes, though, to be on TV. Because I know there's a dude on a major station here in town that he does not wear makeup and he needs to. Or he's very ill. Because he doesn't look healthy.
I know what you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, it's not... my health food nut friend, she's always trying to get on there to get interviewed. And
I see her every time I go eat.
There you go. And she wants to tell him, look, you're not healthy. She's afraid he's going to die from a heart attack. I'm like, that's not really a good way to make friends.
It's not an opening line.
Yeah, you don't go, you look like crap.
Yeah. Hey, I'm assuming you're still alive, sir. Let me give you some advice. I don't know. When you were on Friends and the various shows that you were on, did they apply makeup for you?
Yes.
Okay, we had to do our own, so.
Yeah, the Tonight Show, they would put makeup on you, and they have a makeup artist. There's not much you need. You're not going to make me handsome. Yeah. You're not just a character actor. But they're always going to put the makeup on you so you don't have the shine.
Yeah, so you don't get the glare.
Or many times they put makeup all over me. Because
you were going to be naked on the show, right?
Yeah, or I'd be dressed as Gene Simmons or this. Anything that required makeup or something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get Matt in here. Mm-hmm. He'll do it.
Hey, it was for scale plus stupid paid extra.
Yeah, but it paid the same.
How about you, Stucky? When was the last time you wore makeup?
I don't think I've ever worn makeup.
You know, Zach, I know you possibly might get into television one of these days. You got to be ready for makeup.
I never worn makeup and don't know if I could. Doesn't it like stink and it's all sticky?
I don't think it smells bad, does
That's
it?
That's not makeup. I don't know. What, I don't know.
I'm not going there.
What your TV friends are telling you, but maybe you shouldn't close your eyes when they're making you up. That's all I'm saying. Just might want to stay clear.
Wow. NC-17.
Yes. Welcome to...
In this portion of our broadcast is brought to you by the Apache Theater out on 31.
Yes.
Apache Theater, home of the drive-through.
Home of the drive.
Maybe it's a drive-in. Yeah, I always get the details.
As long as you drive out, that's all that matters. they're just talking about putting a little base on you so you don't shine under the lights. We're not talking about getting you dressed up to walk the strip. So, yeah. We're not dressing you up for Mardi Gras. That's all I'm saying.
You're not going to go walk 80.
Yeah.
Yet.
No, and again, that's, like I said last week, that's one of the things that I think we should do is in part of our drug indictment program in the schools, we should just show the kids pictures of the people that they always arrest out by the interstate whenever they do a meth sweep.
Oof.
Or a prostitution sweep.
Or both.
Oh, good Lord. Those pictures are just astonishingly awful.
When we build our mammoth website, we'll put those photos up.
Yeah, like the best
meth
shots.
Pick of the week. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mugshots.
Well, I like it.
The best public domain pick of the week that we don't have to pay for. It's perfect.
That's right.
I've already got our first one.
I already know who you're talking about. Because I was going to say it.
Yeah, because those are public. You can do whatever you want with those.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, they're taken with our tax dollars.
Correct. We own those.
You got to save them on your computer just in case.
You
can never trust the internet.
All right. Hey, you always need to save good pictures, usually of chicks, but occasionally of arrested felons also that you know personally.
Or both.
Right. Those are that's our target audience right there.
Yes. Yes, yes it is.
Chicks who have been recently arrested. Okay, that's a couple of our sports things. Pop culture-wise, the Oscars were extremely boring. Matt, you wanted to say something about that? I watched it. I didn't see a single movie that was up for anything that I remember, which is pretty much what happens to me every year.
I didn't watch any of it, Matt. So
see, I vote for the Screen Actors Guild version of the Oscars. Mm-hmm. So I get those movies mailed to me. So I watch them all. And I just, for the last, I don't know, at least 5, 6, 7 years, the movies are so damn depressing.
Yeah.
And they disguise them because when I retired, I retired. But I still vote. I still pay my dues. And I watch all the movies. But they always complain about kids not going to the movies or young people, and then they nominate a movie and give it the award. It's a silent film shot in black and white.
Right.
And that's what won. Boy, that's how you get the kids back in the theater.
That's how you put like, asses in the seat.
Yeah, nothing is better than watching a silent black and white movie on your iPad.
If you play a silent movie in East Texas, you're going to have a bunch of people saying, Hey, it sounds broken.
Broken. Hold my money back.
Yep. But it's weird. It's a good movie. It requires way too much thought for a young kid, I believe, because you do have to watch the whole thing and you have to read it at times. I mean, it's a good movie, but it's depressing. I mean, it's got suicide in it. A suicide attempt. I'm not going to do spoiler alerts. None of you guys are going to watch it, but it's got a great dog in it. We're talking about The Artist. If you're trying to figure this out, but I don't know. The movies used to be about, because you worked at a movie theater.
No, yeah,
used to be about getting out and having a good time and doing something fun. Now the films are depressing.
Things have changed so much in what we go to the movies for. I think, and you know, the industry is not where it was because you have so many other entertainment options, and now. It seems like the best way. There's certain genres that are just dead, that are not happening. Adult dramas pretty much are dead.
Yeah.
Romantic comedies are getting played out. Right now, you have either low comedies or these things like The Artist, which are. I'm not gonna say it's a bad movie because I haven't seen it, and chances are that I won't. You've seen it. I haven't. It seemed more like a, can we do this? Hey, can we make a silent movie and actually pull it off?
Yeah.
You know, there's certain, anytime anything happens in the movie industry that is different from what we normally expect, we just lather ourselves over it.
Is that why it won? Because it was something different or because it was good?
It won because Academy voters are generally 70 to 75 year old white males.
Yeah.
They're so completely out of the loop.
Okay.
And it was...
Had you guys... Maddie saw it. Had you ever heard of The Artist before the Oscars?
No.
I had not heard of
it. What artist are we talking about?
Exactly.
See?
Prince. The Artist formerly known as The Artist.
I don't know what the ratings were for the Oscar telecast, but...
Seems like they were down a little bit.
Yeah.
I watched, seriously, about 5 seconds of it, and I don't even remember what movie it was coming up there except the award, but they're all in tuxedos, and I saw about everybody else in tuxedos. But I'm so new age that's not cool to me anymore. Mm-hmm. I like watching everybody in their funky outfits and stuff like at the Grammys and MTV awards and stuff. Seeing so I was like, oh, this is dumb. I'm not watching.
The Oscars are the last gasp of old Hollywood. It's, like you said, it's old white guys that vote on it. It's the same thing every year. You're going to have the montage of the dead people where they leave a couple of people out. You're going to have the moment where the guy from the Academy comes out and gets angry at us for downloading movies.
Yeah.
You're going to have, it's the same show pretty much every year. Billy Crystal's on it. He's going to start off with a movie montage because that's what he does. There's no surprises.
Yeah, that was, remember it was supposed to be Eddie Murphy hosting.
Yeah, and then that fell through because of... the director was it Ratner that?
Yeah, Ratner made some sort
made
of
a
off
gay
color
joke, and no, but some of they didn't like it, and so he backed out, and so Eddie Murphy backed out. When he backed out, and they went up Billy Crystal again, and I don't. The whole thing, I watched it just because I always do, but there was nothing that was up for an award that I'd seen.
Well, it was weird because when I lived in L.A., it's the Super Bowl out there,
yeah,
and people have parties, and you have Oscar, you gamble on it. You have Oscar pools.
There you go,
I didn't know a single person that said, hey, man, you want to come over? We're having an Oscar party.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they completely lose touch over in, you know, the Hollywood place, that middle of America is what's going to see the movies.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw this out at you. That's old Hollywood right there. And, of course, you are much more connected to Hollywood than the rest of us. Is this something that we're going to continue to see, you know, wear away and fray? Or are they going to finally realize that they – it's like, for example, for Kevin Smith is mm-hmm. – he's pretty much done with making big movies. He's talked about this. He's going to do things on his website. He does the podcast now. He's changed completely to new media. And – he doesn't look back, and of course, that, you know, there's reasons for that. But he at least sees this coming, and that's how he thinks it's best to handle it. Do you think this is something that Hollywood, you know, they've done a bit of it, but you know, when it comes down to the biggest night of the year, it's still completely old school. Is this something that will change?
I think it's going to have to change eventually, because there's going to be a whole new. I mean, we saw it on that website today. One of our sponsors, Woot.com, they have a $179 high definition video camera for sale, which could shoot something that would be equivalent to a $15,000 camera from 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a whole new group of people out there making movies, and movies are just going to get better from an independent standpoint. But the award show is going to take a while, because those people are going to have to die off.
Yes.
I mean, there's just no getting around it.
Some people can't be converted.
Are you wishing death upon multiple people?
I wouldn't wish death upon them. I just would be a... It's like going to a country club.
It's not
going to
change until it happens.
Yeah, there's going to be a point when, like, when you go to a country club for golf, there's always that point just before the country club dies off, where mm-hmm. somebody comes in and puts some new blood into it, and they bring in some new people and some young kids,
right.
Put a wet bar in there, put a cart girl, and they turn it. I mean, the golf is always the same. Movies will always be the same. It's going to need some younger people in there that
yeah.
realize that people go to the movies. It's not. It's a lot more fun to watch movies at home than it is in the theater, I believe now. So things are going to be changing.
With the TVs we have now and surround sound,
right.
You pretty much have the same experience at home as you would there.
Correct.
And you could watch anything anytime you want to. Video on demand, Hulu, Netflix, the HBO. You don't have, unless you just want to go see something in a theater, you don't have to. You can wait 3 months.
Yeah.
You can watch it in the current comfort of your own home.
You can go to Redbox, which is
right.
They're our sponsor. Come up here in 5 minutes. I'll give them a little shout out. But you know, I go to Redbox all the time. It was great working with them, getting them to be a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. And great, nice guys.
Yeah, if you get a DVD, it's $1.30. That's nothing.
Right. And you take it and you keep it and you give it back when
you
feel
it. Yeah, you get 24 hours. Yeah.
And you could drop it off at any of the Redbox locations.
Right. That's the beauty of it.
Right.
And more of them are popping up all over East Texas.
That's a hell of a business
model. For more information,
right,
go to Redbox.com.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sad when an entire business gets put out by a vending machine.
But it's one of those things.
That's what happened with Blockbuster.
There are certain things that you have to look up and go, okay, this is never going to come back. I have this discussion with a friend of mine who wrote for a newspaper. And he's all upset because, oh, the papers are laying people off, and that's not right to put profit ahead of blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, people don't read the newspaper anymore. This is not a bump in the road. It's not going to get better. Those jobs are never coming back. You know?
No.
It's like Springsteen saying in my hometown, any of those jobs ain't coming back to your hometown.
No.
They're not coming. They're gone, and you better get used to it and do something else. I'm surprised at how quickly it happened, but DVD stores and rental places, man, it was like 6 months from start to finish, and they were all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fast.
And by the time I looked up, and they were down to 10 DVDs for $10 and all the best of Dolph Lundgren you could find in those stores, it was, it was gone. Everything, like you said, vending machines killed a whole industry. And I was talking to Zach, and I were talking on the way over here. That's, every week we get the numbers on the unemployment in the country. I'm surprised we're not at 40% unemployment, because I don't know what we do anymore. I mean, all the jobs that, Matt, when you and I were growing up working at places, a lot of those aren't there anymore.
Well, you don't need people anymore.
Yeah.
You can. I go to the grocery store. I check myself out
mm-hmm.
at the checkout stand. I mean, I always check myself out. Yeah. When I'm
going to say Zach does that at home.
Yeah, Zach does that hourly.
Yeah. I will go. I will check myself out. I will bag my own groceries. And then when I put the groceries in my car, I will stop and get some carts in the parking lot and bring them back in front of the store.
In.
That's what I want, the experience of working at the grocery store. I want that.
We don't need people anymore.
Exactly.
Population control. we're going to do a whole podcast on that one day.
Yes. That's like, you know, it's like at Walmart. They don't need people. So they don't hire people. They hire mutants. But enough.
Walmart's not a sponsor yet.
They're not a sponsor yet. So.
But this segment has just started. Redbox is our sponsor of this segment here.
Redbox.
Redbox, use you all the time.
Correct.
For $1.30?
Yeah.
Anything.
It's
anything
a buck a rental, and there's in the Blu-ray. I mean, they got video games. I just hope they don't start renting power equipment and tools.
No.
Because AP Rentals.
You can never replace AP Rentals with a vending machine.
No.
What is it? Small enough to serve, big enough to care?
Large enough to serve, small enough to care.
Just a little bit off.
APRentals.net.
APRentals.net.
Shout out.
They did sponsor the first segment of the
show.
They're
the umbrella sponsor. The whole show is brought to you by APRentals.net.
Yes, it is.
And that's...
Proudly.
Yeah, I was going to actually come up with an idea for a character. We were going to film some detective segments where I would write and Maddie would portray... the rental equipment detective, AP Rentals. just a thought. I'm just throwing it out.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
We're going to get that cheap video camera from Woot.com.
That's right. We get the Woot cam, and we start posting up some videos. A lot of porta-potty related crime to investigate in East Texas.
There is.
The worst.
All right, part one is in the books. Part two coming up tomorrow for Four Guys, One Podcast. Tomorrow we'll get into things like... our analysis of Chris Stuckey's softball managing philosophy.
What would be the exact opposite of Moneyball?
Deadball, yeah.
Yeah, complete. He guts the franchise just looking for hot chicks. has no care in the world about putting a winner out there.
That's why we have a men's team, too, so we can win. Just my little project.
We just came up with the greatest movie idea ever.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll do that tomorrow back here at readaboutit.com. Until then, for Zach, for Chris, for Maddie5, I'm Reed Kerr. Thanks for listening, everybody.